It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
All right, what was last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Steve Bagish of Arlington, Massachusetts. I said, think of a well-known brand name in eight letters, starting with H, change the H to an M, and drop the last letter. You'll get another well-known brand name in seven letters. What commercial names are these? And the answer is Heineken and Meineke.
We received more than 1,320 responses, and our winner this week is Richard Bauman of Golden, Colorado. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
So tell me how you solved it.
I didn't. My wife came up with Heineken and asked me whether Meineke was a brand name, and I said, of course it is.
So you guys kind of did it together.
Yeah.
That's great. I know we reached out to your wife to see if she wanted to come on, but apparently she said that she was okay with you playing the puzzle, so there will be marital bliss in the evening.
Yes, she gets the pin.
She gets the pin. All right, that's the deal that you came up with. All right, fair enough. And how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Oh, we've been playing for a long, long time. Back in the postcard days.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, great. Take it away, Will.
All right, Richard, I'm going to give you two words. Change one letter in the first word to name a category of things, and change one letter in the second word to name something in that category. For example, if I said inject and wash, W-A-S-H, you would say insect and wasp. One letter in each word, and here's number one, full, F-O-A-L, and thicken, T-H-I-C-K-E-N.
Full and thicken.
So the first word is F-O-A-L, as in the foal of a horse.
F-O-A-L.
And thicken. Change the first letter of thicken. What do you get?
Chicken.
Yeah. And what's that an example of?
Fowl.
Fowl and chicken. Good job. Number two, blower, B-L-O-W-E-R. And phony, P-H-O-N-Y.
Blower and phony?
Uh-huh.
Flower and peony?
Oh, that's fast.
My favorite flower.
Nice. Ration, R-A-T-I-O-N, and fiancé, F-I-A-N-C-E.
Ration, R-A-T-I-O-N?
Uh-huh.
And fiancé.
Change the second letter of fiancé.
France?
Yes.
Nation. France and nation.
That is it. Allow, A-L-L-O-W, and Bronte, as in Charlotte, B-R-O-N-T-E.
Allow and Bronte. Can you help me, Lulu?
You have the different ages when human civilization first started. So you have the Iron Age, and then you have another one.
Bronze.
Uh-huh. What's that?
Alloy.
And alloy is right. How about right? W-R-I-G-H-T and dunce. D-U-N-C-E.
Right and dunce.
Yeah.
Maybe bright.
Yeah. Try changing the R of right.
Weight.
Uh-huh.
And ounce.
That's it. And here's your last one. Maternal. M-A-T-E-R-N-A-L. And pylon, P-Y-L-O-N.
Maternal and pylon. Nylon material and nylon.
There you go. Good job.
Bring it in strong at the end. How do you feel?
I feel great.
Great. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, or rather your wife will, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Richard, which member station do you listen to?
Well, we're members of Colorado Public Radio, and we listen to KCFR, KUNC, and KUVO.
Richard Bauman of Golden, Colorado, thank you for playing the puzzle.
Well, thank you.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Joe Krozel of Crèvecoeur, Missouri. Name something you see when going to the movies, in two words. Change the sixth letter to an R, and you'll get something you might buy at a grocery, in three words. What things are these? So again, something you see when going to the movies, two words, change the sixth letter to an R, and you'll get something you might buy at a grocery in three words. What things are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, April 4th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Lulu.